Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's something over there with, it's a roll.
Yeah, I know. I showed you.
Oh, with the bacon?
Yeah. Mm. That's where I thought you were late. I thought you were snooping around that thing.
Can you tell me what that is, actually?
I don't know. I just saw it. It was left by Christmas Village.
Here's the problem. I don't know what the shelf life of a bacon is that could just be hanging out of something.
Hard to say.
I know.
What do you got today, Jennifer, for goosies? No goosies.
Well, first we have Paul Maurice and his thoughts on a potential three-peat.
All right, this was the Panthers head coach, Paul Maurice, two-time Stanley Cup champion.
Where do you find the juice, right? The energy, the excitement. So, to contrast our team, perhaps, there's some teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that have gotten off. They're excited. They're wired for every game. They have that. We don't a little bit right now, but we went through it last year. For the coaches, personally, I think it would be more pronounced if our whole team was here. But we got a lot of work to do right now. It's kind of slapped you out of sleeping through the first 4 months of the season. You got to get to work or you're not going to get to where you need to get to. So our injuries have inspired the coaches to find that energy source and to get back in. It's real, though. It is. It's not a – I guess the word attached was hangover, and we wouldn't accept that after the first – after our second year here, after the first time we won, because we felt we could just push through it, and I think we did.
Wow. I got the goosies. I honestly, anything that he says. You know, not like this Steve Kerr who loves the sound of his own voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Paul Maurice. I actually love the sound of that guy's voice. He's just got a great voice. You know, everything commanding. You know, it's just something about him. Something about him. I got the goosies. Goosies. Leroy?
I do. I just think that they're a franchise and a team that regardless of how it looks, they're always trying to get somewhere. Right, you know, even when it's not going well. And I like the fact that his tone doesn't change. Good, bad, or indifferent. Oh, we're on a hot little streak here, or we're in the dumps a little bit.
Do you believe him, though, that he says all these injuries is good for the hangover because you don't have time to be hung over? Everybody's hurt. You have all this adversity right off the bat. And then once you get everybody back, or as you get people back,
there's going to be a sense of urgency. Right. Yes, but the problem is that the guys you have replacing the hurt guys aren't as good. And so your record might not reflect that you've been to three straight Stanley Cup finals. I hope that they get back and start getting back to where they can get as close to what they've been, you know, as they can. I don't want, at the end of this year, I want them to have a run at it. So I want everybody, I hope they're timing the returns. I hope they're doing all this stuff, you know, to get everybody ready to make that final run, because it would suck to me to not even be able to defend it because of injury.
Jennifer, you have the Goosies?
Of course. It's Paul Maurice and his thoughts.
Goosies!
Brittany?
Yeah, I got the Goosies. I love that stuff.
I love him.
Goosies.
Yeah, his voice is just so, like, soothing in a way.
It really is.
So
not like that whiny tone of Steve Kerr. Can't play the game. All right, dude, we get it. What's number two, Jennifer?
We have Aaron Rodgers on facing the Bears.
The That's not the game. We're not playing that game. It's
no Goosies.
No, you can't see. You don't even hear what he said yet.
This guy says he's not a hater.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
Aaron, do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there a little bit? You sort of enjoy that?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. Since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to.
I got the Goosies. I thought it was a solid answer. Great job by him.
No Goosies. Nobody cares.
What do you mean nobody cares? He's famously known for owning the "I own you." It's a famous moment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean no Goosies? Nobody cares.
It'd be the same thing if Josh Allen did it to the Dolphins.
It would be.
Okay, or Steelers.
But if Josh Allen then left to go to, like, you know, let's say Haley Steinfeld was sick of Buffalo.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And she's like, Josh, I want to leave. Let's go to L.A. And so then he becomes the Rams quarterback.
Not the same.
And then he comes and plays the Dolphins.
Not the same.
It would be the same if he kept that same ownership.
It's division.
All right. So you think the Bears fans, like you said, you think Bears
no,
fans
I think
are
the,
guy,
the Bears fans will still boo him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying it's not going to have that same Bears and,
I don't know. And
Bears and Green Bay?
Yeah, not obviously historically. I'm talking about specifically this guy. I think if you think of Bears – number one guy who owns them, you think Aaron Rodgers. So if he continues that with a new team?
I don't think I ever lost to the Bears. That's an old another story.
Selfish.
Yeah, that's right.
Jennifer?
No Goosies. No Goosies.
Hate Aaron Rodgers.
He definitely does.
He hates Aaron Rodgers, dude.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
You think the Bears hate Aaron Rodgers? This guy.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
Might as well call you Ditka.
I'm reading like messages.
Yeah.
You ready for this rando? Leroy. Just because white people don't season their chicken didn't mean they don't know how to use a grill.
Wow.
Which show is he listening to?
White people do know how to eat.
I'm not questioning that.
Like, they know how to turn on a fire. Now, he's sweet. He's Finnish. Maybe it was his first time.
Okay.
The main thing is he okay?
I'm trying to figure out. Somebody help me with this, who has even walked past a grill.
Mm-hmm.
How do you burn your lower body?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Sounds like he tried to jump over the grill or something.
Possible. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I think that one's going to be kept under cat's wraps.
Mm.
Jennifer, Goosey's? No Goosey's for Aaron Rodgers?
Goosey's galore, man.
Wow. How about that? You feel betrayed?
Goosey's galore. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Brittany?
I stand firm with Leroy. We can agree on one thing. It's Aaron Rodgers and how much I despise him. So absolutely no Goosey's for Aaron Rodgers.
At least you admit it.
Yeah, he would.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. Exactly. I hate all of his antics.
No, you hate Aaron Rodgers. Just be honest with yourself.
Yeah,
no.
Be honest, Posh.
I am being honest.
No, I don't really think you are.
I mean, you guys.
She just said she despises Aaron Rodgers. Really, she can say it. Why can't you say it?
I don't. Listen.
What's like?
He's one of the greatest players that ever played a position.
Who gives a rat's ass?
I just think that.
Plenty of scumbags were great at sports. I don't understand this. Who cares?
That's true.
So you can say you hate them.
I don't hate him, though. I really don't.
You can say you hate him and not say he's a bad quarterback. It has nothing to do with it.
I really don't hate him.
Okay. Weird denial.
It's not a denial. I'm being honest. I'm actually being honest.
The second someone says Aaron, they don't even finish and say the last name. You're instant. No Goosey's. Rats off of shit.
Minus
oh,
one.
No.
The antics.
Dead to me.
The antics. I could do without.
For lying.
I'm not lying.
For deception.
Not deception.
For deflecting.
Not deflecting.
Okay.
You know, semantic samurai.
Just because you go, oh, okay. You probably would have had a better chance with that snake if you'd have played that.
I did have good luck with the snake. So I don't know what great comeback.
Okay. Do you want to hear number three?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be nice about it. That's a great run by Leroy Horde like he's had before. But if that's Robert Smith, it's 6 points for the Minnesota Vikings most likely.
Third and 37. So
that's
so
not lashing out.
You know what's amazing about that? Let me tell you something amazing about that. Nobody in the history of the NFL have ever picked up a third down running a football that's that long. And he's saying if somebody else would have did it, it would have went farther. Who? Nobody else did it? Nobody else did it? Ron Pitts? But no! You had the audacity!
Audacity.
To say if it was somebody else, oh, there's a bunch of guys picking up 30 to 37. Let's name the list. One. God, what are we doing? That's ridiculous.
I don't think we have time for anything else.
You ruined it. You ruined the segment.
I ruined the segment.
He was trying to be calm, cool, and collected, and nope.
Yeah.
Not how he ended the segment.
Sorry.
Just saying.
Just be honest.
Just
we
saying.
We can move on with
be
the game.
Honest, Posh.
We could be just honest with the game.
Till this day,
nobody else has done that.
Yep.
In the history of the NFL. And the announcer, he doesn't say it's never happened before. You know what he says? If it was somebody else, it would have went farther. Who? Who? Because it never happened. They've been fast running backs. Better running backs who picked up 30-37. Ron Pitts.
Who says that, man?
Nobody.
Bum.
I can't believe this. You got me going with this nonsense.
He's about to spill coffee.
You had me yell at a friend.
I didn't do anything.
You had me yell at somebody
I
like. I
didn't do anything. It had nothing to do with me. I thought it was Charles Davis. Sounds just like him.
So did I. Do you know how my heart dropped? When Jake Crawford said, hey, funny thing, he said it wasn't him. I'm like, I've been carrying this around for 20 years.
It's a lot of pain.
Yeah. Take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.